put it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I put these pieces in your batteries. Alright. Are you reading the instructions?
No, I've read what it was about. But I haven't.
Oh. That's in Italy, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
You told me.
Did I? When?
When I was here last time, she was somewhere on the at the coast.
Ah, yes. No, no, now she's away.
Yes,
now
she's away. Now they've gone for a few weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where do they go in Italy? On the Riviera? Or
no.
Is it close to the French border, no?
No.
Where they are? Oh, I thought
so.
No, it's the Adriatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's very quiet now. You can imagine. Very quiet.
Did you go for lunch when Isabel and Vincent were here?
No.
Yes,
but they didn't go. Did she tell you?
No, you told me you wouldn't go.
Well, no, we didn't go. But she was quite, you know, she didn't like it.
She didn't.
She said, "I'm sorry," in quite a quite a definite tone.
Well.
So, to make up for it,
we went to Windsor instead.
Funny weather. Yes. No, so, you know, usually, have you been at the Thames, Thames Valley?
Yes.
It's beautiful light, you know, really nice, and you just couldn't see it. I mean, it just was dull, but it didn't rain. We took a picnic. It would have not been nice to have you too, but there we are. We were somewhere nice. Yeah, they should have gone. And then we are on Sunday when Isabel and Vincent left. We asked them, we opened a bottle of wine, and it was beautiful in the garden on Sunday when they left, not on Saturday. And then we asked them for a bottle of wine, and then
they came.
They came, and
everything
it was all right, yes. But now, for the moment, I thought, right, now we are having trouble on them. A boring job, Stefan. I can't do it when I'm alone. Looking at this, I just can't. So, you see how many I have.
Well, the EIU has produced a very damning report on ICI.
Mm. What do you mean?
Since January the 1st, 1987, ICI shares have been amongst the worst performing issues on the London market.
Really?
Mm.
The company has failed to achieve real growth in earnings and dividends.
Well, Harvey Jones should go back.
ICI has given the unfortunate impression that management is more interested in running a big chemical company than in maximising shareholder returns.
Uh-huh.
Well, the shareholders are now looking to Lord Hansel to improve that.
Really?
All right.
That means they're all for it.
Well, I wouldn't mind selling my shares to Hansen for a bit more. See if he can squeeze something more out of ICI. company deserves to be thrown to the wolves at Hans.
Patty wears his socks twice and then he has already a hole. I'm desperate. I'm surprised you always use, you're still wearing the same size of shoes.
Really?
I only choose one size bigger than before.
Bingo.
Yes. I always wore 35, 35 and a half, 36. That's now I'm wearing 37.
It's very strange.
Well, you know, strange things happen. You always wear the same size. How's your mother doing with her?
I don't know what she... I think she...
She watches her weight or not?
Yes. No,
she does she really watch it?
Mm-hmm. She has lost weight.
She has lost weight, how?
Yes. Not eating anything ever.
Really? Not she, eating? She doesn't eat?
No, what she did before was eating in between meals a lot, which she doesn't do as much anymore.
She doesn't?
Yeah.
Or does she just not eat at all?
No, she doesn't.
That wouldn't be healthy, you know. Well, I don't know what I can be wearing at the moment. I don't know what I'm up to. And your father is always the same.
Yep.
I've never seen him go up and down.
No, he doesn't.
Always the same. I think he loves him.
Well, when he does, he...
Does Isabel see your mother every time she goes to
Yeah.
How do you call she goes to the house? Have you never worked there?
No. Well, sometimes I did help my mother out.
Yes.
But that 3 or 4 years ago.
Lockdown at the
Yes, sometimes downstairs as well.
Yeah? Is it difficult? I mean,
no.
Not difficult, but...
It can be very hectic. But
very hectic, can it?
Yes,
yeah?
Very, very hectic.
People get impatient and they have to wait a long time to...
Well...
So tiny,
no,
isn't it?
No, but then you have to... There are like some periods of the day where everyone gets in about 5 o'clock and wants a hotel room or something.
Really?
Then you have to call them.
Do they sometimes have to give lengthy information, details? And no?
No, not really.
Explanations. But why on earth do they go to be there? I have the dream of going there to ask for a hotel as well.
Yeah. Many people come in too.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what one should do?
Well, it's one of the services they offer.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't even have known they did for that.
Mm-hmm.
What are the big plans ahead? Nothing?
Well, give a pair of Portugal coming up.
Yeah, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
you
have
see
much
what,
to
can
do
you
with
see
it?
What you're doing?
Yes, I can.
The light is very bad in this room.
No, don't worry, I'm fine.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. See, that's really nice. Thank you. But it's supposed to be quite interesting, Europalia Portugal.
Why?
The exhibits and the organization is much more serious than the Japan one, everyone
yes.
says. Yeah.
But wasn't the Japan one interesting?
No, it was sometime. Well, everything was quite
what?
A mess in the beginning, supposedly. I don't know.
The Japanese one, yes. Really?
Supposedly, yeah. But what is happening is the General de Banque is stopping all their exhibits. You know, they had an exhibition room at the Ravenstein before.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
They're not having any exhibits
really?
Anymore.
Oh,
what is that?
I think the French refused to continue on. They supposedly they stop everything which is Messina and a lot of their sponsoring is.
No, which service was it about?
Yeah, General de Bank,
really?
Which were the biggest sponsors in Belgium.
They have beautiful halls there.
Well, they're not having any exhibits anymore, no.
Well,
well, in a sense, I can understand that probably it was kind of a big public relation thing for
yes.
them, but as many other banks did the same thing, they couldn't really.
Get because
yes,
huh?
The Crédit Communal has very nice exhibits as well. The BBA
yes.
has nice
yes.
exhibits. So they didn't, you know, you can
stand
really
out.
Stand out. Yes, they didn't stand out as much through those exhibits as they would with another campaign or something
what they
else.
Do. If they had a fantastic exhibition, they would, you know,
yeah.
they would.
Well, I don't know.
They sometimes did have beautiful.
Well, all three mostly have quite interesting.
Yes, I know.
Exhibits.
Have you seen Van Gogh's sister again sometime?
I've seen her when was she actually? Sometime in March, I think, or something. I went to the office for my visa card, I think, and then I saw her.
Ah, she had the visa.
Yes. Citibank visa.
Uh-huh. And where people come from?
Ravenstein. It's what she said. Ravenstein.
Citibank.
Right next to the Shell building.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How is she?
Very well.
She's well?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't come at Christmas. Is it sort of like at the tea when people come with their
no,
complaints
no.
and
no, it's really an office more than anything else. It's on the first floor of a big building.
And why does one go there?
Well, you can.
To do what?
To, what did I go for?
What does she do?
Well, there's, it's mostly, really, I don't know. Yes, people can go in for complaints or, and then they have like a little room where they receive you and listen to you and whatever.
And she does that?
She and others as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the only one who does it.
Does she like it?
I suppose. I don't know. I think she does, yes.
Well, she's always got people to deal with.
Yeah.
How is Sylvie? Have you seen her?
Yes, she's doing fine. I've had her on the phone, but I didn't.
Have they made up their house?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen them since January. No, she's pregnant.
Is she?
Yes.
No,
in November.
November, she's expecting the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Is she pleased?
Yes, very much so.
Is she still working?
Yes, she is.
Is it a happy couple,
yes.
you think? Are
yes.
they well suited or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very
yes.
well. Yes.
No more nice marriages going.
Mm-hmm. No, divorces.
Now the marriages are over.
Now the marriages are over, divorces. I mean, we were talking about it. In the Hotahek, at least two or three people are
really?
Getting divorced.
No, not already.
Yes.
So you've known.
Yes.
Gosh, aren't they mad?
Well, I mean, Carole Deneuve is getting divorced.
Is she really?
Yes.
And I thought it was such a nice husband she had. Was it? Did you know him?
I never thought they really fit together.
Really? Mm-hmm. No? Did you know them well?
Yeah.
I see. You never thought they fit together, they may. No?
No.
And they are really, they are serious about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And she works now.
And then André's sister is getting divorced.
Really?
Well,
she was letting you in.
No. The one who was in the Rotaract.
Mm-hmm.
But who left quite a long time ago.
I
mean, she was there
before
in the beginning. No, she was there in the beginning with us, but then she left.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how. She has been married for 3 years now. And
that's
old. And they're separated already.
God.
And then.
It's not possible.
We have another friend of the Rotaract who was married to someone from the Rotaract as well. Most of. I mean, she was. She's. The best, André's sister, best friend,
uh-huh.
And they're always stuck together, and so I suppose now that she sees that her friend is separated, she decides she needs to be separated as well, or I don't
know. No, come on.
Yeah, that's really quite...
What about the girl who came to Cortignac?
That's what we sent. No news whatsoever.
Nobody
Natalie,
yes.
No,
nobody has news?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It's very strange. No news.
And her friend Brigitte?
Yes. Brigitte is... No, it's not Brigitte.
Uh-huh. You have news of her?
She's doing fine. She has an architect bureau in
herself?
In Brussels, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her own?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. She's an architect?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Quite successful.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always liked her. I don't know.
Quite successful.
Well,
she has some things in Paris, I know. Already a few years ago,
uh-huh.
She had some
yeah.
things to do in Paris. And,
oh, that's
yeah,
good. Is she much older than you are?
She's close to her 30s now.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. I think she must be 29 or 30.
Uh-huh. She's a good friend of Natalie, is she?
She is, yes.
The best friend?
No.
No. A good friend.
Mm-hmm.
I like Christine, I don't know. Natalie looks pretty, but I don't know her. Christine looks sympathetic.
She is nice.
She is. Is she nice? Yes. Why doesn't she get married once?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose she doesn't, you see, has a career. And that's what she wants to do first. Oh, all the round of divorce is gone. It's better not to marry, isn't it? So you don't, isn't it? Save the money. Go on an overall trip. And how is Anna?
No idea.
No idea.
No.
And who else did I know?
He's working for Canal Plus.
Qui?
Alain Deneuve.
What is Canal Plus?
This French pay TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was working for Cote d'Ivoire.
Oh, that's right. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. To Canal Plus when it moved into Belgium about 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And he has been, he's not vice president, I think.
No.
Yes, it's quite. Yeah,
he's a good
president.
Job.
Mm-hmm. Very good job. Well, they're doing very bad in Belgium anyhow. But
what?
They're doing very badly in Belgium.
Yes.
Yes, they're. I don't think they have a lot of subscribers, many subscribers now.
It's French mainly.
It's French. It's a French movie that moved into Belgium, but nearly 2 years.
That's all 2 years ago. Goditel is French too, no?
No.
No. And one boat did Goditel buy Canal Plus?
No. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
The old woman below, no complaint. You know, the old woman in Isabel's house.
No, I don't think so.
She's not too bad.
They're going to build, you know, they're going to build a block of an apartment building.
Where?
You know, the house that was on sale.
Which house?
Next to. Well, you have your when you're on the terrace and you're looking into this garden, this very big garden.
Yes.
The house was on sale. That house was on sale.
Yes, but it's
so they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
They bought an immobile
company.
Yes, bought the house.
Immobilier. It's not possible. They pull it down.
For what did Vincent tell me? 45 or 54 million.
Really?
And they're going to build a...
So we're going to see it, are we, from the flat?
Well, as they're not allowed to go too far,
yes.
It won't block everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder how high they're going.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
But which house? Which house was for sale?
A brick one. Just, you know, I mean, you have your complex of apartments, which
yes.
Just, and then you have the corner.
It's a big house. They have a big garden that will go with cabbages and things.
Yes.
Like, well, we said
it's a big garden, you see, right?
Yes, but one house is beautifully done up. It was
a
brick house. No, but just near the cabbage field. You know there is a sort of an open space left, just after the tennis, Longchamp tennis.
Coming up this way, then?
Yeah. Look.
No, it's not that one.
Down.
I know which one it is. No, it's not that one. It's the one next to that very nice one. I know which one you mean. The one that was just renovated. It's not that one.
No,
it's the one nearer to you.
Nearer to us.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was for sale. So
right next to the block. I mean.
I see.
Yeah.
That's got.
I mean,
to
you
be
even the wall of the house. You know, I mean.
Yes, we see the wall.
That's it. Yes, you see the wall of the house.
And
so that
will come
white
down.
Wall will
come
down.
Down. And you will have balconies.
Another wall. No balconies. Don't worry.
How do you know?
Another wall. That's what Isabel told me.
No balconies.
They're not allowed to put balconies.
Can you imagine if we had all these people?
I don't know. I hope they... No, I don't think so. And they can't.
Well, Isabel said they can't.
No, they can't. And they're not going very far inwards the garden.
That means
so that you
they
still
do
have
go inwards the garden.
A little bit, but not very much. They're supposedly to the Uccle law of building or whatever, they can't really move inwards.
Plan du secteur.
They have to really watch because
they're very strict.
Yes, but you know, in Gabis, in Verchasseur, they had to. The builders just did what they wanted, laws or not. And all the residents of Gabis Road, Verchasseur, they took them to court, and they had, of course, they lost the builder, but...
It was too late.
First they went on building, you know, even if they lost, they went on. And then they made trouble again, and then for every day they didn't pull something down, so they had to pay so many thousands of millions of francs.
Really?
But they had a lot of trouble and the builders just did what they liked. So, who is going to watch these people? This builder?
Uh-huh.
And when are they going to do that?
I haven't heard.
You know,
they don't know, but it has just been bought.
Just been bought?
I think so.
Oh. Now we have to really look. Because that could really spoil, couldn't it? I mean, we have that flat because of this view. It would be dreadful if it's just a cork. You know. When did you hear about it? Why
yesterday.
Didn't Isabel tell me?
Yesterday.
Oh, well. And the house was sold when?
I don't know. Probably not too long ago. But it has been on sale for quite a while.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
But why haven't they... And can they go higher? It's already quite high, this wall.
I don't think they can go higher. They have to keep on the same level as the other one. I'm sure they do. Unless they build a roof.
Well, anyway, I don't think that wall is their house, actually.
Really?
No.
I think
that's
still
our house. One part.
I don't know. Sorry.
I think so. You know, promoters, they do what they like, what they can get away with, don't they?
They're doing something again, I don't know what they're doing. On the Place Royale, they've torn down, you see, when you look at the Cardenberg, the Église de Cardenberg,
yes.
On the right you had a building that the BBL owned, and on the left they've torn down the whole building.
No. What?
Yeah.
But it had sort of a symmetry.
Yes.
It?
Well, I mean, they've torn down the whole building inside, so they've kept
the facade.
But I don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
And what is going to happen on the other side, where all the England was?
Well, they're making that will be the instrumental museum.
Will it?
Yes, the whole the whole corner and the old.
Yes. And what will happen to the instrumental museum?
I haven't. Well, it will move. I don't know. It will. Oh, I think they will. Give it to the conservatoire.
As a school.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, will that be it? Well, that's a good idea.
Yes,
huh?
I think it is.
Good place for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're
and then, you know that they have to tear down the Berlin Mont, don't you?
Yes, Since when was that discovered, all of a sudden?
No.
Most of the buildings built at that time had asbestos in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why does...
So, but my dad told me, you know, they put an air conditioning system in it.
Yeah.
And it was already broken the second day after it opened. Then never worked.
Why? Why was it broken?
I don't know. Probably it's a defect in the system. And I don't know. In fact, at the time, now, you know, when you put asbestos in between walls, you spray it, my dad, so that,
yeah.
And what they did there is just put plates, like the grand panneau of asbestos,
yes.
Which means that through the years, those metal plates became like
disintegrated
and became like a powdery,
really?
Which would...
And
yes, asbestos is only dangerous when it powders or when it forms fibres.
Yes.
And it has.
We still have quite a lot of asbestos in some of our buildings at the Economist.
So I wonder what they're going to put up there.
Well, they are going to rebuild on the same site.
Yes, but what
not?
And how?
What? Did you think it looked ugly?
Well, no. Well, I thought it was quite interesting, this building.
It was. It looked a bit like a beehive, because you had so many, so many windows. And but the shape I liked, was unusual. But I'm quite upset now about this building. Flats going up. We're already in an area which is overcrowded, you know. So many people, so many cars.
Well, I mean,
you don't know how big it is. And I suppose the terrain, they sold a bit further down near the Denis Monchot, and we will have more flats.
They sell another one also.
Well, that, yes. I bet there won't be a house with more flats. Oh.
Well, they haven't, so I don't think they will be for this year.
Well, it doesn't much matter whether it's for this year, whenever it is, I don't want them.
Well, you can always ask, you know, you can go to...
Yes, and see.
To the
commune
and
exactly.
See what...
Exactly, yeah.
And if you're against, you can always say
yes.
Something.
You can go to the commune, yes, that's where Gabi went, with her... only just been sold, well, they must have already plans. And Gabi too, near her neighbors. Oh, they wanted to do all sorts of things. Quite a lot of work if you undertake.
And San Isabel did something quite nice.
What?
There's a brochure, I think, which came out in Brussels, or no, in Belgium, where about, there was a list of 500 houses you can visit, which were built by different architects.
Yes.
And so there were, you know, kind of for a certain amount, all over Belgium, and for, I don't know how long or of a period of time, you can visit them. So you can, you know, visit the houses. And, so they visited two, one
mm-hmm.
close to the Rue Circulaire, I think, which supposedly was wonderful.
Yeah.
And so the architect is there to give you all the explanations.
Uh-huh.
Suppose it's quite nice.
Lots of people gone?
I don't know.
Houses.
Yes.
So they have done two now. That means there are 480.
Well,
there'll be a hundred by the time.
They don't have to do all of them. They would have to go through all Belgium to do them.
Three a year. 500. How much does that make? Oh, it's not only Brussels.
No, I think it's all Belgium. No, it's not on the process.
And your mother, no more fashion shows and things?
No, not for a moment. I
remember. Didn't you once go, or was it?
Mm.
Yes, you did. Once you and Isabel. Or did you not?
Oh, those, no, you mean those sales, those fashion sales, and at the cycle of night, is that what you mean?
Didn't you once go to the Maison, Carlton? Or maybe I mix it up, it's quite like
to Christian Dior or something?
Well,
I don't know.
No, well, I mix it up. Which is quite obvious. Does all the mending in your household? Does your mother mend you? Gosh, after she's gone through her, she's through that.
And I have socks with holes in them, mostly.
No, yeah, but we buy the padding buys them. Second.
Well,
second
there might be something wrong with the shoe. No, I'm serious. It's not a.
What's it?
because I had that too.
Yes.
And in fact, it was the shoe that, you know, like, there would be some metal sticking out or something, or, you know, the shape of the shoe.
Yes.
Something would be sticking out and would. hit on the sock, and so when there would be a frottement between the sock, your feet and the shoe,
mm-hmm.
that would make a hole in the sock.
Yeah,
and that's why. That's how I, at first I always, I didn't realize, after 2 days I also had holes in my socks, and I said, it's not possible, they're new socks. So maybe there's something. Well, they're small holes, mine were quite much bigger. Kill your pit bull, you get 25 pounds.
Really? Mm.
Really?
Oh, they're vicious creatures. Mm.
They're terrible things.
There are some areas of London where
it's true, there are many.
You see a very large number.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
It goes by areas.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I've seen quite a few.
Have you?
Yes.
Where?
Men walking their pit bulls around.
Really?
Yes.
Around your place.
Well, like, when you see them like this, they don't look, you know, I would even...
Oh, to me, they do look.
Really? No. Sometimes I always wonder if they are pit bulls or not. Because I didn't know
really?
You could just have them like this very... I mean, there's so many here.
It's
incredible.
Well,
it's
never
seen any
thing.
In Belgium. Never.
Never.
In the States, I remember.
Yes?
Already about 2 years now, they've been banned.
Aye, they are.
I once saw a magazine television reporter.
Yes.
They're terrible creatures. Like, you know, the owner of the dog would tell him to catch something that was hanging on the tree. And the dog would catch it and hang there, really, I mean, for minutes and minutes long, and until, you know, his boss said, well, now you can come down. He would still hang there. He would hang on to the thing. Oof. So you can imagine if he hangs on to you, how badly you get out of it.
Yeah, it's not funny really, is it? This poor little girl, you have newspapers all over.
I mean, there are all kind of stories like that. Mm. I even read once that a Labrador retriever bit a woman's aid during her sleep. What was it? A woman, so his, you know, she was sleeping and he was laying beside her and he bit and ate, I don't know, her hand or something like
that. No, come on.
I'm serious. It happened in Germany about a year ago.
Oh, come on.
Yes, really.
Mm-hmm.
A Labrador Retriever, the most wonderful thing.
But what happened to Labrador?
He ate.
I think Stephanie's inventing stories.
No.
Absolute stupid. That's not possible.
Well,
have you heard what he said?
Well, I thought it was quite amazing as well, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
And supposedly, I mean... More than one newspaper reported it anyhow. Well, I mean, that doesn't mean it's true, but I don't know.
What did you read in Switzerland? You read the newspaper? Took the
no,
Zeitung?
No,
no, NZZ.
Yes,
you get it all?
Und Bote der Mach und Höfe.
Oh, yes. That must be a sort of
local.
Catholic. Yes.
It's a Mach and Höfe is... Höfe is Glarnerland, oder? Nein.
Höfe? No.
Because there is a lot of information about Glarus in it.
Höfe? That means...
Worte der Macht und Höfe. I don't know.
Höfe means you must have sort of farmhouses around.
For sure we do.
A Hof is it's a big farm.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
And Höfe is a brewery.
But there is a lot of... advertising on
yes, probably you go shopping there. They sell us their apples and come shopping there. My brother has a house in Shanice.
Shanice.
Yeah, that's a cough. But he goes in Lagos. He runs a lot of insurance. A new priest, has he come and have to tea with you again?
No, I saw him, but he didn't come for tea.
He didn't?
I talked to him for a long time, and he didn't come for tea.
Yes. You know, with his wife.
With his wife?
Yes.
But you know, there's another referendum, but kind of a petition going on.
Yes.
In Swiss Germany. That, no. So that, you know, the Vatican should allow priests to be married.
To marry, yes.
To marry.
Uh-huh. Yes, why not?
Well, I mean, it's the first petition ever of such sorts.
Yes.
So, you know, it's in Switzerland. So I think our priest is not the only case, probably.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't want to marry.
I don't think he wants. I think he's very happy the way he is.
I find this so wonderful because it's such a staunchly Catholic place.
Yes, it's
area. Terribly. And then to allow something like that, I think it's very generous. Yes, I was pleased to hear it. But with Haas, there is still more.
Ach, dear. He has complained now to the Vatican that he doesn't have any money anymore. Because, of course, every Swiss, you know, every community.
Yes.
Doesn't give him the Kirchensteuer anymore.
No.
They withhold every money from him. So he supposedly doesn't have any money anymore.
Uh-huh.
Which they tell me is nonsense because he has more than enough.
Yes?
Well, I don't know if that's what they say.
So he complains to whom?
He complains to the Vatican, to the Pope, because that's the only one he still can complain to. The other ones don't listen to him.
Yes, yes.
No one listens to him anymore.
Yes.
I don't think he will be able to hold like this for a long time.
It's like a siege, isn't it?
Because, yes, it's really like a siege.
I've had some very interesting talks I heard on very late Kuhn, one with Kuhn, and one with the supporters and enemies of Haas. It was very interesting. When I was there, you must have been in Russia. So, yeah. Actually, I was supposed to have read a book while he did. And she wrote in a letter, what you think about Russia, what to buy it. You know? And she said, I should tell her what I think about it. And there we are, I can't. Pretty, his housekeeper?
No.
No. Probably he's not good looking.
They fit very well.
Yeah?
They have a little poodle.
What?
And they live for this quite and they live with this poodle, and the poodle is everything in them. So we hear all kinds of stories about the poodle all the time.
It's a funny dog to have, huh? Do you like them?
Ugh, never.
Really?
Oh.
Why not?
I don't like them.
They're very intelligent, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Quite funny. They're really funny.
No, I don't like poos.
We once had a neighbor who had one. And I kept looking after that beast. And, yeah, I must say, I quite enjoyed having him or her. Otherwise nothing happens there, does it?
No, nothing. Well, there was in Riegelburg, there was a whole murder case about, I don't remember when it was, about 2 or 3 months, no, around Christmas.
Yes.
And then someone in Tucken won, like, there's a big lotto program on television. And so someone in Tucken won, like, a 1 million, 1 million Swiss francs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was also, that was at New Year.
And what did he do with it?
She, it was a she.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she did with it.
Really? Somebody won. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew.
Yeah.
It would be.
With the newspaper.
Uh huh. From Tucken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we have our football team who is now in the first, you know, division.
Really?
Or whatever. They played very well. And
yes.
I don't know what.
Well. Oh, God. No use buying new socks. They have holes as well, you know, if they are new or old. You never went up to Glarus, did you?
No, not this time. No.
You didn't have any time. Could have gone and sat at the foot of the mountain in there.
I went to, just on, you know, when I got to Switzerland, it was quite cold and it was snowing. And
was it?
Mm-hmm. And, yes, I finished and I went up.
Really?
And had a walk in the snow. Mm-hmm. At Satellite, you know, Satellite.
Yes.
In between Einstein and Innerdan. And so on.
You walked?
Yes, and there was 10 centimeters of snow.
After Easter?